I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. The San Francisco 49ers and the Baltimore Ravens face off in the Super Bowl in 5 days, but the ads are already making the rounds online, including one from Volkswagen. It features a Midwestern white guy who thinks he's Jamaican and rallies his equally white co-workers.
Julia, turn the frown the other way around.
Hey, Dave, you're from Minnesota, right?
Yes, I. The land of 10,000 lakes. The Gopher State.
So in conclusion, things are pretty dismal.
You know what this room needs? A smile. Who wanna come with I?
New York Times columnist Charles Blow says it is blackface with voices, racist. Others thought it was Minnesotans who were being made fun of, but people are definitely talking about Volkswagen. And here to talk about the business side of the Super Bowl is Paul Sweeney, senior media analyst at Bloomberg Industries. Paul, I heard an analyst on the Today Show today say she doubted this ad was even going to make air because it was so controversial. But on the other hand, would that matter, you know, because it's already caught so much attention? What is the, you know, historical success of controversial ads like that?
Well, yeah, I think historically, you know, getting an ad on the Super Bowl has been, you're going to get a tremendous amount of attention. So, you know, it's an opportunity for an advertiser to stand out. Now, that can cut both ways. So, you know, I think advertisers on average are trying to put, you know, very cutting-edge ads out there to take advantage of the huge platform that the Super Bowl presents. But clearly they have to be sensitive to going over a particular line. So we'll see how this ad fares, if it even makes it to the air.
Well, how much are companies spending on ads this year? And by the way, how does it compare over the last 10 years?
CBS this year is charging between $3.7 and $3.8 million for a 30-second spot, you know, which is up from just over $2 million for a 30-second spot in 2003. So been a consistent growth year over year for the Super Bowl.
We understand that even given that, the network might not break even. They're going to get something like $300 million for those ads and not break even. How? Why?
Well, the rights fees that they have to pay for NFL football, as you probably have seen, have just kind of go up and up every year. It's some of the most expensive programming for a network to acquire. You know, they hope to get close to break even. But the real value, I think, for some of the networks, and particularly for CBS with a large broadcast network, is they love the Super Bowl because it is a great promotional platform. You're going to see a lot of promotions for CBS programming during the Super Bowl.
Now, you've said this is a Halley's Comet moment for CBS. What do you mean?
Well, for CBS, they have the Super Bowl, of course. They had the AFC Championship game 2 weeks ago, and as well as the Grammys, all in a four-week period here in the first quarter. So CBS is really primed to get off to a very good start to the year from a big advertising perspective.
Well, so you get to promote a network, you get prestige that way. But back to these advertisers, you've got 111 million people expected to watch. Does that translate into sales? I mean, these people spending up to $4 million for a spot, do they see the sales the next day?
It depends. I think, you know, if you look at some of the top five advertisers over the last 10 years on the Super Bowl, what you find is a lot of beverage companies, you know, beer companies, Pepsi, Coca-Cola. Oftentimes they will use this platform to introduce a new product, perhaps, or simply to build the brand, or in the case of a car company, and introduce a new car model.
Well, and boost your shares. There's research from researchers at the University of Colorado Boulder who say the stock price goes up just when investors hear you're going to run an ad. It's just something makes investors feel good.
It does, particularly for consumer products companies. It shows that a manufacturer is really standing up and promoting the brand. So for certain industries, it makes a lot of sense. Conversely, though, we've seen examples where, you know, a small company that no one's ever heard of, maybe they're going to use their entire advertising budget on the Super Bowl, and the stock is actually traded down because people are concerned that perhaps they're not allocating their advertising budget appropriately.
Yeah, well, it's funny because we're reading in Forbes that there's an anticipation that the games are going to boost the stock, even though you've said it doesn't necessarily translate into sales. So that assumption is baked into the stock price, and just the idea that you're going to have an ad might send your stocks up, but for the short term.
Yeah, exactly. And again, it just shows that you're really committed to your brand and committed to the growth of your business, and you're willing to invest into your products and brands. So generally, over the long term, that's good for most companies.
Paul Sweeney, senior media analyst at Bloomberg Industries on the business of the Super Bowl ads. Paul, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
And we've posted that Volkswagen ad at hereandnow.org. Take a look. Do you think it will air, should air? Also, what are your favorite ads from past years? I will never forget, the first Cialis ad was during a Super Bowl. 4 hours, we heard. What? Anyway, your favorite ads at hereandnow.org. Back in 30 seconds, Here and Now.